For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show Thursday edition. We are so happy to have you. No, I don't want to install updates. Thanks for asking me when the show came on. Moron.
Mike, computer. I think you should... I'll wait. Do the updates.
No.
How long will it take?
No.
How long could it take?
I know it would take a long time. I just don't like the little... I don't like anything popping up. Well, I like
Look
one
out.
Thing popping
Look
up.
Look out.
I truly don't like anything when I'm... It's just the world of pop-ups is insane.
Do you have
insane.
Are they normally from Apple like that? Or do
no,
you get like
no,
companies
they're
that
everywhere.
Chase you?
I mean, ads.
Yeah.
You know. I every phone, outside of speaking to my family members.
Yeah.
And talking to you guys, I sincerely don't require any other communication. If it's a social event, like my buddy Oli, who invited me to his house Saturday night, I'm like, yeah, 100%. Because Oli's got a new house and I can't wait to go see it.
Right.
Other than that, I don't want to hear from you. You know, if there's a golf event that I need to know about or a tea time I need to confirm, essential. I wish we could have, hello? I hear something. I hear something in somebody's headphones. It's driving me nuts. Hello? Anyway, Josh is in the Outer Banks, so it might be difficult for him to hear. He looks good, though.
He does.
He looks
tan.
I mean, except for
I can hear fine.
No, I'm talking about the skip, the bounce back. It's a little reverb. It's a little reverb, but it's not going to kill the show. I wanted to ask this question. As far as the pop-up ads, the relentless texts that I reply stop to every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also...
Is that why you always send me the word stop?
Stop. No, that's usually on the show.
Sometimes it's when we're together.
Stop interrupting. Stop making old references. Stop.
Just stop.
No, they're more. You do more
stop
good than
the
you
line.
Do bad. What's
Thank
that?
You.
Stop before crossing the line.
Yes. You mean as far as gross? Stop being
yes.
gross.
Thank you.
That
okay.
sort of falls right. into it.
But pop-ups are like the solicitor.
Yeah.
They just show up when you don't want them.
When you don't
Set
want
the
them.
Dogs off everything.
100%. Leave me be. That was from the Red Badge of Courage.
Mike, it's so funny when you said you get all the communication you need with your family in this show. And even on this show, it's dicey. Because you don't want us outside of the time, right?
Yeah, like when, listen, I know that you are a beloved individual, Rob, but when you
Thank
start...
You.
Waxing poetic about Buster Keaton, I you know, that's something where I could say stop, but I don't wish to because I know there are other people that
But, Mike, it wasn't about Buster. It was about the presentation of Buster. It was about the experience.
I didn't know. That was not in any way, shape, or form an invitation for you to reprise that segment that I am glad is gone right now.
It's done.
It just I've reflected on the idea of what you do in your recreational time and what I do in my recreational time. Now, I am blessed with being an elderly father with an 11-year-old so that my recreational time is pretty regimented as far as what I do when he's playing baseball, doing school
it's
events.
It's like being in prison.
Like that.
You get 45 minutes in the yard, and that's it.
But it's great. I love every minute of it. I love my time in the yard. I love my time in the yard. I don't know what I'd do. I do not know what I'd do if I wasn't doing this. I would be, I'd probably be drinking more, and I had a little taste of that yesterday at Happy Valley. I may have, there's a buddy of mine, my friend Jim, who nailed an ace yesterday.
My name's Jim.
You know, the word goes out to everybody, hole in one, big deal at the Valley. And then they changed the rules that I only found out after the fact about the free drink.
How did they change the rule?
Apparently, it goes into a cash pool of some kind, and you get money now as opposed to everybody contributes and everybody gets a free drink.
I don't know, so
I immediately go to the bar and ask for the expensive margarita. It's called the golden margarita. It's the real expensive one. So
what makes it gold? I'm scared.
They kicked us out to the patio because they were setting up for dinner inside.
Get out of here. Rummy.
Guy gets off. Get all the elderly alcoholics out of the
Mr. Gower, he one scored a hole funny. In one.
This is what we spend our money on dues for so we can sit out on the lawn.
He was right. The real supporters are all outside with a lone bartender and sitting next to the bocce courts.
Do they drink golden margaritas?
I might have been the only one that was because I was the throwback to them, and then they informed me after the fact. So I did more than my usual.
I see.
I had two margaritas, and then I knew the traffic would be heavy.
Yes.
So this is terrible because I'm like advertising getting into a car when you
Mike, it's
but
not like
fine.
Two yeah. margaritas it's not is going to it's not going to impair you. Come on.
And it's not like anything's wrong with your tires.
Right. He would if Mike were to get
is he more snarky in the Outer Banks than he is in St. Augustine?
Maybe a little, yeah. I just
how
Mike got into an
all sites. Are you driving past trying to find the source of the nails? Yes,
it's all gonna be. It'll all be taken. It'll all be over soon.
What's so nice is
that's rounders.
If Mike were to be hit by a car, the tires wouldn't make him stay in place to be in the collision. He'd just slide. Because he has no tread on his tires.
No rain to worry about. That would be the only thing. And today that's going to be rectified right around the car. I could literally walk to the tire store.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going after the show. I'm going to get them done. So
I bet they don't get a lot of walk-in business at a tire store.
Well, no, you drive in. You
exactly.
Stop it.
And do you have the calendar ready for the bet for the next nail? What's the first nail for the new tires?
I don't really drive on a lot of construction sites unless I go uptown. Uptown. Uptown Saturday night.
Because I was going to ask, I think, Josh, my money's on a screw. I don't think it's going to be a nail this time. I think it's going to be a screw.
Screw you, Rob.
Hey, screw you, Mike. Screw your tire.
Screw the tire, baby.
Well, screws I find you can generally keep driving with the screw in there. It gives it a nice seal.
Don't they always say, though, when you get a foreign item in your tire, at least they've always said it to me, well, it's in kind of the sidewall. That can't be repaired.
Yeah, that's a money thing right there.
I think it is. I think it's a scam. I think they just cheated us.
Whatever happened to the can of the stuff that looked like whipped cream that you could just squirt in a tire and then it would
fix the flat?
Yeah,
fix
the
flat.
Yeah. Sorry I made it whipped cream. It's probably
not sure if it was owned by the same guy that sells the Flex Seal family of products.
I don't think it's the same guy. I think it predates him.
And you bugged me yesterday when you said I have a hole in my screen, and if I put the patch on it, it's going to look like trashy.
Well, it might.
Do you know that? How many screens have you really had experience with,
Mike?
Where you've seen that?
When we had our back porch in when we lived in McLean, and it was a screened-in porch, and eventually it was bricked in and turned into an office. But what happened is because we were so classy growing up, we would drink our soda bottles and then keep them on the back porch and then make a mass return back when sodas had deposits on the bottles.
Okay.
So we had a screened-in back porch with many, many soda bottles, cases and cases, because a lot of people in the house. And what would happen is the lock on the door was just the little hook and eye type lock. You know what I mean? Like you would just close the door and put the hook in the little hole, and that's what's locked. Invariably, twice
a
summer.
It's like 9 hours to get to a point here. God almighty.
You ask a question.
Door. I just want to know what happened to your screen.
Invariably, once or twice a summer, someone would come and cut the screen by the door, lift the lock, come in and steal the bottles. So that was invariably patched.
In your neighbor? You lived in a decent neighborhood.
It was McLean. Yeah, it was a great neighborhood. But man. Mike, every one of those bottles was like a nickel waiting to be taken.
Somebody would slice open, and this was repeated?
Yeah,
This was repeated?
Mm-hmm.
And it had to be noisy collecting all those bottles.
That's true. I hadn't thought of that. Clink, clink, clink. But they would slice the screen.
Wouldn't you be freaked out if somebody's that desperate to, you know, get deposit bottles that
when I was a kid,
murder the family?
It didn't really affect. When we locked the door, this was just giving access to the porch. But he wouldn't, like, slice the screen and climb in. Whoever this was, he, she, would slice just the corner of the screen out enough to reach in and unlock the door. And so that corner of our door was always patched, and it always looked like crap. That's what I can tell you about patching.
I think technology has probably changed where patching has gotten better.
It's a screen. Yeah. How could it change?
No, no. You were like a child when that happened.
Yeah,
right?
But it still looked like crap.
I mean, if it was deposit bottles,
yes.
you were a pup. You couldn't have been an older kid, even
7 or 8, probably.
Oh, you don't know what you're talking about.
But Mike,
and then
you know
wait
what, you
all
know
that,
what,
and you go all that distance and tell me it looks like crap. By the way, I went on Amazon yesterday and saw that they got 50 different tapes for screen repair.
I think
that's the key.
Yeah,
the key is you have to match the same opening. Size and color.
And when you buy your screen.
Word of the day is opening. The word of the day is. Does he get worse when he's in the Outer Banks?
He's pretty consistent. He's pretty consistent.
It's very consistent.
Opening.
What you need to do is figure out what materials you need to patch your screen and then go to a little website I love called Temu. And Temu will hook you up for about 40 cents.
What have you successfully purchased on Temu?
The leather outfit that I wore to the Vegas show.
All right. That wasn't bad. But it wasn't leather, right?
No, it was some sort of space age polymer.
Right.
But the top and the pants and the undershirt and the boots and the jewelry, everything for under $100.
There you go.
You can't beat it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They sell a lot of watch repair. Polishing equipment that I will not buy from China.
I'm getting a lot of watch stuff lately. Elvis watches is apparently very hot, so I'm getting a lot of that from Temu.
That's a lie. You're not.
I am.
What do you mean?
I'm getting watch ads from Temu that are
Elvis watches. Ads.
Yeah,
from
Temu.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
You don't have any Elvis watches, do you?
Have you ever? No, I don't. No.
I made my first Temu purchase of a week ago,
and
so it has not arrived yet.
Oh, it won't for a long time.
Exactly.
It has to come by wagon over the Yangtze Mountains or whatever it is.
What's amazing from Temu is they pretend to be like a real business, so they will send you tracking information that's in Japanese or Chinese. It's in a foreign language you can't read, so you'll get that. That's good.
Well, I'm told Temu now has American warehouses. So
really?
It's supposed to be faster.
That's exciting. That's exciting. Mm-hmm. I don't think I bought it from Temu, but since we no longer have the fabulous people at Groove Life supporting this show,
yes.
I ventured into another thin wallet company and purchased one for $30.
Yeah.
Or maybe $29.99 or whatever. And I can pantomime opening the box.
Oh, I would love to see it.
Say this remote here is the box, and I open it, and I was like.
You didn't even open it?
No, I just put it to the side.
Yeah.
It was already wrapped. I looked at this. It's so cheap. It's not. It was insanely cheap.
It probably
cost cents to manufacture this.
Mike, I have one thing in my Temu cart right now, but I have not pulled the trigger on it.
And?
I think you would like it. It is a handheld emergency siren with a crank on it that is extraordinarily loud. You can hold it.
You have to do that.
That's perfect.
You okay. have to do that.
I will do it then.
You have to do that. I wouldn't bring it on the cruise.
Oh, I would.
I'm told my Temu order will arrive tomorrow.
And really?
I ordered because of Europe. I kept getting
Josh is
about,
going to Europe. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't keep
Bob
your,
and Mike staying home.
Can I guess what you bought?
Don't keep your phone in your pockets. So I got a, they call it a man's anti-theft chest bag.
Nice.
So you a man purse.
That will not signal you as a tourist.
No.
Exactly.
It's called Super Terrific Happy Chest Pack.
Does it go, okay, tell me, does it go across your shoulders?
I believe
does it
it's
go
the
across
one shoulder
your shoulders
across
with
the
a
chest.
Pack? Oh, God.
I think so.
Oh my but, God! That's how you're gonna get raped.
No.
Yeah,
no.
You are gonna.
I think
get
it's
raped.
Supposed to be thin that you wear under your shirt.
Oh,
you're gonna
look
be.
Good.
You are going to be abducted by Albanians, just like in the movie Taken.
You can
well,
wear
I'll
it under
have a
your
story
t-shirt
when we return.
Yeah, wear it under your shirt, and it's a t-shirt that says, "Hey, rape me. I'm a tourist."
So it was only $5. So it'll either go to Europe or in the trash.
Wow!
And now, but I also ordered. Have you seen these AI headphones?
No.
They are AI translation headphones. So you're supposed to just go on your phone, tell it what language to listen for, and then it translates it to English in your ears.
Now, the only way that would be like super deluxe happy great
yeah.
would be if you could speak, if it was headphones that automatically translated it, but then you had the little microphone and you had a speaker on your chest so that
output.
You could speak and it would be like that would be almost a Star Trek-y type
of
thing.
Maybe
right?
you could put a speaker in your chest pack.
But I like the idea of being over in Europe and listening to what these people have to say about me without knowing I can listen.
Well,
and
you know,
you got,
some
and you
of
got
the
it at Temu? Did you get it at Temu?
Yeah, $12.
$12. I'm sure it'll
so we'll
work
see.
Brilliantly.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think my favorite thing I see on Temu, because they get to know you and they target you from what you look at, is professional podcasting setup for $18.
Yes. Yeah. So you two can start yours. When are you? When are you going to be venturing over across the pond, Josh? When's that? Have you locked up this trip?
I believe it is locked up. I keep seeing like receipts sent to me for flights and hotels, and so yeah, I believe so it's May 31st.
Memorial Day weekend.
That's and how
no,
long
no, no.
will you
weekend week after Memorial Day?
And how long will you be?
Memorial Day is a different trip.
Okay, how long will you be there?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Okay. And what countries will you be visiting?
London. Well, I know this is a city, but London.
England.
Paris.
England, Paris.
France.
New York, Munich.
And,
everybody talk about
and a bunch of Italy.
Music.
So Italy, France, England.
Yes. Those Any are the others? Ones I know about. I think that's it.
Is your wife instrumental in putting this trip together?
She's doing all the planning.
Will she surprise you? Will she surprise you with a drop-in in Warsaw?
No.
I hear
there will not be.
You know, you joke, but I think Poland is supposed to be not only Warsaw, one of the most beautiful cities you can see, but some of the most beautiful women in Europe in Warsaw. Why did you – were you being – You know,
well, because we're both Polish.
When you said
that? No, we're Polish. Both Polish. I would go to Warsaw if I had the chance.
I hear it's great. I hear it's one of the less traveled countries in
Didn't
Europe.
Didn't Porno Dan love Warsaw?
No, he liked Prague.
Oh, that's what it was.
He liked Prague. That's where he made a lot of his content.
I have a full itinerary. Maybe I can bring
it
to a future show.
How dare you call it content?
The wall came down and lots of people were looking for work.
So, hey, Mike, maybe you can come over and watch.
Yeah. So, good fun. did that once. You've never forgotten that, have you? You've
Mike,
never
because
forgotten
it's
that.
So horrifying. That's why. Mm. I mean, because that wasn't even in Europe. That was.
It wasn't horrifying until he looked at me.
Oh no!
And winked.
Oh, was it
in
like
the middle of it?
Like an invitation wink?
No.
Okay. Good.
No
good.
Way.
Good.
No, we are fully clothed.
Good.
Just observers.
Okay.
Horrible.
John L.
Going to hell. I'm going to hell because of that.
John L. in the chat room wants to know what day Josh will be at the Vatican.
That is one of the stops. There like, you go. I've got the full itinerary. We can go over on a future day.
Okay. Future but you're not going to be like out. In there. You're not going to be there for like enclave or anything. You're going to stay outside of the halls, right?
I don't know. I think we're on death watch. So
yeah.
Maybe.
Well, I might give you a resume.
Trip Affleck says go to the Bear and Staff. In the West End, that has got to be a gay
yeah.
bar.
Yeah.
Right?
It's got to be.
And I think Tripp wants you to walk right into the middle of that.
Yeah, with your bag.
That's wonderful. Tripp, how are you? Nice to see you in the chat group today. Let's see. We've got Ben, and we've got Ian and Jim, and welcome
and
to everybody in our chat group today. Do you not like it when I start looking at the comments?
No, it's fine.
No, it's always fun.
Okay. Why were you grinning like that? Oh, he's distracted now? Is that what it was?
No, because when you get to the chats, it could go in any direction.
I know. I just don't do it very much. Rob has
yeah,
it every
it's
day,
fun.
And he's got more ADD than I do. So, you know, he's reading the chats.
It's
every
really
day.
Not a contest, Mike.
No, but you have ADD, don't you?
More OCD than ADD, I think.
Right.
Because I like things to be just so.
Hi, Rick. Hi, Jeff.
You see, now you've baited them. Now they're thinking, I can get right. in the chat and Michael say my name.
Yeah. Well, this is kind of like taking calls, you know?
A little bit.
It is.
Tripro Buena. Buena. I'm really glad I hopped on the chat today. I don't do it very often. I like doing that. I like taking your commentary. So what do we ask for when we're begging for money? What do we ask for?
Super chats. Super,
hey, send in your super chats today. I'm paying attention.
Yeah, send in your super chats to cover costs of sirens and chest packs.
And trips to Europe.
Yeah, and trips in Austin.
You can eat.
That you can eat.
Now, has your wife been to Europe before?
Yes, and okay, this trip is to take her mom, who has never been.
So she is
we are taking her.
An experienced traveler, and she's the travel arranger.
Yes.
Don't do that. Oh, that's great.
No.
I don't have
no,
that.
No, no, no. She gets
America.
Mad at me because I'm a last minute guy.
Okay.
Or,
all right.
For me, I like to, if it was my trip, we would fly to London and just wander around and figure out what to do.
Okay. All right. So, look, I will tell you that I am the planner in my house, and it's kind of a burden sometimes when I'm doing that. I have determined, you know, this is exciting.
Oh, here it comes.
In June, we will be taking a very, very exclusive luxury trip ourselves. We are driving to Maine again.
That's great.
26 hours.
Have you figured out what you're going to tow?
I'm going to tow nothing. Nothing. But it's still, I have reached the age, and there's the reason why car carriers are down here all the time. Old people don't like to get on the highway anymore and just linger in the car. You become what it is as you get older, you're regressing to your childhood.
Yeah.
You're regressing to infancy. So once again, you know, when you're in your 30s and 40s, hey, drive anywhere. Take
sure.
a cross-country trip by vehicle. No, not now.
26 hours, 2 days. I can do it. Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Well, it is 2 days. It is two.
Well,
that's
a lot.
You
got to
cut it into 3.
Yeah,
it'll probably end up being 3. It'll probably end up doing that. You know, we'll probably stop in the Northern Virginia area and Boston. Probably what we'll do. That's what we usually do.
Will you
stop in Leesburg?
Will you do a parking lot meet and greet in Leesburg? I'd love to
meet and greet.
You.
I knew meet and greet was going to come out of his mouth. No.
Okay. Mike.
No, we're doing a lot of meet and greets, and we're taking a cruise. We're doing what we need to do. That's exactly what
we're doing.
Rob
wouldn't
was,
be doing.
I believe Rob was asking for you to meet him.
Yeah, to greet me.
No, he wouldn't want that.
Oh, I don't know. A quick dinner?
No, you wouldn't. You don't care about that. You don't want to have dinner with me.
Now, what game are you playing? I would love to have dinner.
Playing any game. You're the game player. I have no game whatsoever. It's just I don't think, you know. I mean, we have a different relationship than the old show relationship, but it's still not, you know, we like to go our kind of separate ways, right?
But if
we've
you
had plenty of each other when the microphones are turned off, don't you believe that? And if we travel for the show, we enjoy each other's company
but even
spectacularly.
Then we don't travel that often. Yeah. We wouldn't
socialize if I was up in Northern Virginia regularly.
I would see you in a room every day. I would love to take you for just a bite if you were coming through. Just you and me in an abandoned restaurant.
With a television camera set up.
Exactly.
With Rob doing a serious interview with a very dark restaurant with leather-backed chairs.
I'd like to see the two of you go see a silent movie.
I will tell you this, and this is the truth. As far as the afternoon setting aside with the REO Speedwagon, that was off-putting to me. But as far as silent movies, I find pretty fascinating. I didn't want to do that for the bit the other day. But
right. In
all seriousness, when I will linger occasionally if they're on the – what's that channel you and I watch?
Turner Classic Movies.
Turner Classic Movies would, like, at weird hours
– Yeah, run, overnight maybe, usually.
Overnight, yeah, late night, run silent movies. I don't mind it all that much. But getting back to the whole getting together socially
– Yeah.
I've never asked you this.
Mm-hmm.
In the old incarnation of the show, didn't you find your social schedule with the show's principal somewhat, I don't want to use the word mandatory, but you were obliged to attend at all times?
That's
correct?
Perfectly said. Perfectly said. There was an obligation.
Yeah.
There was an obligation.
That's what I said. And I would never burden you with that. And you know me, I escaped that. Right?
Yeah.
I escaped that with everybody because for me, once the microphones were turned off, and this is once again, the caveat is when we all see each other, when we're on the road somewhere, it's different because that's the time we get that's not like showtime. That's when we can chat with each other and laugh, and even if we're doing something additional for the show. But when you have this much togetherness, I think you can go and look at a lot of different people that are in the business of flapping their gums for a living that, you know, you don't need more, really. You know, that would be more. That's why the shows like Kelly and that husband of hers on
Mark
Live
Consuelos.
Mark Consuelos. You know, that's got to be a bit much, I would think.
I would think, but the money helps.
Yeah, the money helps. Yeah, the golden handcuffs do help that situation, and he's always been around the periphery of that. That's always been a part of that, but that doesn't take away from, you know, the fact that it's probably not a strain, but just a little bit, here we go again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you think a lot of weight
on the bridge, yeah.
You think when they get back to their incredibly expensive apartment in New York City that they might go to separate sides of the room? Separate sides of the apartment?
After she berates him, yes.
Or separate apartments.
Wouldn't you love to know? When you've got that kind of he said, she said. I've always thought about that with that particular show. I've always thought when it's kind of like, well, how about that? Well, yeah, well, we could never. I saw a clip from them the other day where they said, I could never get divorced. And it was it's always seemed to me a little up with people-ish.
Meanwhile, the door shuts when they get home, and the first thing she says is, you are so short.
I would like to think so. But the answer to that is that no. I mean, if I was doing a regular show-related thing and Rob was there, or when Rob, as I've said, traveling with Rob, I do miss that when we would travel, like, on the same flight.
Right.
I would very pointedly make sure that I didn't miss that opportunity because it was so much fun when we traveled to many airports.
We don't have that anymore.
Right.
We have the same destination but never the same origin. So all I'm saying is,
right,
wouldn't it be nice to have a burger? Just see, you know, face to face.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, probably yes. Probably.
What if Rob just gives you a break from the drive and you drive to Leesburg, and then he'll hop in the car and drive you the next 2 hours.
Yeah, I'll drive to BWI and then take a flight back to Leesburg Regional Airport.
Oh, wow. That's good.
No, I mean, I think the last time you were up here was for Mark Riddell's funeral. Am I right?
Yes.
Is that right? And we even broke away from the funeral to go and have a meal. I mean, we did spend some time together. We didn't go to where everyone was going, and it was lovely because we don't get to see in person each other that much.
Yeah.
So just know that I don't have the space to put you up, but I would love to see you on your trip north.
The
guest room is being occupied by Josh.
He's really living there. He's not in Florida.
No.
This is an elaborate ruse that's going on. When I make the final plans, since the kibosh was officially put on the idea of maybe flying up there, which would have been appealing to me, unfortunately.
Don't you have too much stuff to bring to fly, though?
The dogs are the main drag on it. The dogs and the money are the main reason, because it's just between the bottom line is to cover a relatively short amount of ground, because it's an obscure place to fly to, very expensive.
Yeah.
And the other option was fly to Boston, less expensive, and rent the car. That's the expensive part.
Oh, yeah, and you'd have to rent the car for the whole time.
I haven't shut the door. I haven't shut the – yeah, I know, 3 weeks.
Ugh.
So that's the prohibitive part, you know.
Yeah, a Buick Enclave will set you back a lot of money for 3 weeks.
Yeah, well, we've done the Buick Enclave. That was an upgrade, and I don't know why we were going – I think we went up there at Christmas time. And got one of those, and I remember they upgraded us, and that's when I discovered the less talked about SUV, the Buick Enclave, a phenomenal automobile. I'm here to give you an endorsement on that car.
And if you're looking for luxury, Mike, don't ignore the Buick Lucerne.
Do they still make the Lucerne?
I don't know, but it's a four-door vehicle.
The Lucerne.
I enjoyed the Buick very much. Lucerne.
Yeah, when Buick started to be associated with old people, it's probably because of the names. Right?
Yeah.
The Buick Lucerne.
The Lucerne. That's to my
Sounds like a nail tech in 1950. Well, Lucerne.
Can
I have this color polish, please?
It was a milk brand when I grew up. Lucerne, sour cream cheese, and whole milk.
Hey, I have to ask, and I'm totally jumping to another subject here, but I have to ask Josh about this.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to The Herd with Colin Cowherd.
Yeah.
Okay. And he was talking about, because I'm a little more interested in baseball than I have been, and they were talking about the performance of Shohei Ohtani in Japan when they went over there.
He just got his first home run.
And they went over to play the Cubs in Japan, and they were discussing his prowess as one of the greatest athletes of all time. Do you concur? Right.
He's got the opportunity to be that, yes.
Hmm.
Yeah, he's
proven
it
over there. That's not very committal.
No, he's proven it over there. He's proven it over here so far. He is the best baseball player right now.
And he also can be at the plate and do amazing things, like get amazing power, amazing speed on the bases, and then throw in the fact that he is an amazing pitcher as well. And
he is changing the game in that way.
Okay.
Yeah. He could be the MVP every year.
Do you think we'll see more guys that'll be able to do it all out there?
Yes. I think you'll see more more pitchers, position player pitchers.
But Mike said he was the greatest. He's being pitted as the greatest athlete of all time. Does he play any other sports?
No. This is the baseball, his chosen sport they were talking
about. But, I mean, to be an athlete, he probably should play a little basketball.
He'd probably be fine at any other sport. Baseball is generally considered the hardest.
How tall is he?
I don't know.
You see, he'd have to be tall to play basketball.
I think he's a tall drink of water. And the other question for you, Mr. Sirocco, there'll be many today.
6'4". 6'4" for Ohtani.
Oh, very tall, yeah.
And he didn't really
Did you see Mount St. Mary won last night?
Oh, I turned it off.
They're going to play Duke on Friday.
Easy win for Mount St. Mary's.
The Mount was, I guess the AU lost their best player in the first half with a knee injury, and then he came hobbling out afterwards, and it's like...
I heard he was making up a test. That's why he couldn't come to the game.
an algebra competency exam.
The Mike O'Mara.
Back to 1980. So, I saw they were just getting crapped on. They looked smaller. They looked weaker. And the kid that was their superstar, you know, you're never supposed to say this about an injury, but
yeah, go ahead.
Way to meet the moment. Anyway, no, that's terrible. I shouldn't say that. But it was interesting that I was able to get pissed off without knowing the team at all, not following them at all anymore, but then get pissed off at the
You're
fact
a true
that
fan.
They, what
You're
was the final? That's Did sports. You get the final? Did you get the final on that game? I think they beat them by like 20 points. It was a rout, a total rout. The Mount, you know.
The best season for the Mount since 1962.
83-72.
Oh, that's 9 points.
So
that's not
11
bad.
Points.
Yeah, 11 points. What's the matter with your math skills?
I inverted the tens place. Sorry.
Okay. So congratulations to the Mount. Good luck with the opener. Duke is, you know, a powerhouse. Well, wouldn't that be something with having if they beat Duke, that'll be truly amazing, and that's what the NCAAs are all about. Now, last question for you, Josh Soroka. I wanted to say we briefly referenced the fact on yesterday's show that you had logged some time with the Righteous Gemstones. I wanted to ask you what your thoughts were on Penis TV with Baby Billy Freeman,
that
the prosthetic penis hanging, I mean, with a close-up of it.
And using it as a prop as well, swinging it. That's it not okay.
You know, yeah. I think you guys set it up that I was expecting more.
In what way? Larger?
Larger and multiple scenes instead of just one scene.
Perhaps because I mean, sounded like that because I thought I'd seen enough after 5 seconds.
But you are correct that that's HBO's new slogan. Mm-hmm. Their shows love that. Ugh. And I was also, I enjoyed the first episode with the cast back.
Yeah.
And I like the birthday telecast because the telethon was. We've talked before about how much of it kind of follows true to the church. The telethon is so many Christmas
where they all come out with the angel wings and all that.
Yeah,
yeah,
and, as the daughter said, the fairy wings.
Yeah, the fairy wings. which I'm sure was inspired from the mega church last year that was doing floating drummers for the little drummer boy.
As a big production member.
So, yeah.
Do you understand that I bailed at that scene on the boat where they were talking? Not only is he talking about
when the kids are trying to get him to return,
are trying to get him to come
chanting,
home.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah, and
so
I also think is it Kelvin?
Yeah,
the youngest son. I think they toyed for 3 seasons. Or however many it's been with his relationship with the other guy, the weird guy, the Saint Keith, and I think they pushed that to the next level to be like in your face this time.
Well,
where they've kind of teased it in the past.
I don't know. It's a Penis TV, and then I almost wish that John Goodman was fatter. Something that's been said about me many, many times as well. But like when he's got his little blue age spots and he's in the shower and stuff, it's like, you know, it's
I don't like him with long hair. I do not.
I don't like anything about the way he looked.
I love John Goodman so bad.
I love John Goodman. He's the brilliant actor, John Goodman. But it was just, and then, you know, the juices and the lady, it was so gross. Yeah. It was so disgusting to me. It really was. And I just said, you know, I couldn't get by the comedy. Obviously, you guys can handle that better than I can. It was his grossness just got to me in that. That's what I hated. You stayed with the whole episode?
Josh? I did. I mean, again, this many seasons in.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not ready to give up.
Rob, do you have any? Because I didn't see the.
I think
after the boat, I was gone.
I still am drawn to the show. I think the deal with Walton Goggins is that the nudity is oppressive to you because he already looks like an alien, even without makeup. And then when he's got the Baby Billy get up going, and then that, you know, swinging at me thing, it's upsetting.
And is he supposed to not have a proper? It seemed that the equipment was damaged in some way. Did it not? Did it not like the berries were not there? right? The twig was there, but the berries seemed to be shriveled up.
I think the berries were there. Maybe it
was there. What are you talking about?
Yeah, they were hanging out.
Yeah, they were.
No, it was this thin flap. It was this thin. You have to go back. All right, on the bonus show, can we retrieve it? Is there a way we could retrieve it?
Look,
can we please try it? We have to discuss
his sack. That's the first time that topic will be broached on a bonus show.
We have to discuss his sack.
Celebrity sack.
That's not a normal sack. Come on.
It didn't throw me. The sack didn't throw me.
Wait, I'm not asking whether it threw you or not. I'm asking whether it appeared to be in any way normal. It was Abby normal. We're going to have to do that on the bonus show. If you don't have a bonus show subscription, I hope we are able to retrieve, hopefully, the prosthetic worn by Walton Goggins on the Righteous Gemstones, because when they did the, perhaps I'm staring at it a little more than I should.
Maybe,
but it seemed that there was the purse was there, but the marbles in the purse were not. Am I the only one watching this and seeing this?
Maybe your
TV's bigger than ours. Maybe you got a nice clearer picture of the purse.
Let's take a break. I have to regroup. To regroup on this. I am totally confused.
Mike, the only question I have for you is Arnold's son, Patrick Schwarzenegger, how are his balls?
I didn't analyze his. I don't think we saw his. I don't think.
No, it was just. No. It was much.
We just saw him make out with his brother, HBO. Which is keep it coming.
His dad on that show. We got those.
Keep it coming. Yeah. When are you going to have people doing it with animals? That's next. Jesus. Help me. Hey, everybody. Mike O'Mara here.
Hi.
When skies are cloudy and gray, they're only gray for a day. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away.
Dream your troubles away.
What song is that? I'm lost.
That's a 1930s song called Dream Your Troubles Away, I believe it's called.
Dream Your Troubles Away. I don't know. I probably know it if I heard it. This podcast sponsored by Soul. Rob wrote this commercial while on Soul. The team at Soul just launched their new out-of-office nightcap gummies.
I'm on Soul, man.
You're on Soul.
Get them off.
Hey, are you on something?
Yeah, I'm on Soul.
Soul just launched their brand new delicious out-of-office nightcap gummies. They're similar to their world-famous sleep gummies, but nightcap gummies have 3 milligrams of THC for people who require something a little stronger to go to sleep. And it works. THC and melatonin in Soul's nightcap gummies, they work together to promote deep restorative sleep. How? Well, THC helps you go to sleep faster and stay asleep longer. The melatonin signals to your body that it's time to sleep. And Soul's out-of-office nightcap gummies also contain CBN and CBD. Mm-hmm. So you sleep deeply. You wake up without feeling groggy. And, of course, Soul obviously made them absolutely delicious. Blueberry lemonade. Crikey!
Yeah.
Plus, if you want to treat yourself, crack open a cold, out-of-office sparkling THC beverage. Delicious and relaxing. Be like Rob. Subscribe to these magic candies. That's what he calls them.
Yeah.
So, hit snooze on crappy sleep and prepare for a great night. Go to GetSoul.com and use code TMOS for 30% off your order. That's 30% off your order using code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com, code TMOS for 30% off, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just stunned. I know I've got the news here, but I have to tell you, I am very stunned that you guys did not notice the kind of deformity that I noticed. It did not appear to be a normal twig and berry.
Right.
Have you been aware of if your body reacts to, say, cold or hot or stress or anything, or is your valise rather static in its appearance?
Mine?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about my junk. Let's move on, please. Thank
you. Brought it up.
Super chat from Rolando.
Oh, thank you. That's very, very kind of you. I appreciate that. Oh, there it is, right up there. Very good. Thank
How
you.
Would do you that. Think Jack Kent Cook would like to thank him?
Rolato! God bless you. Let's begin, shall we?
I've digressed
enough, and I'm all over the place on today's show. Hit the thing. God damn it. Come on. What's wrong?
There you
Jesus.
Go.
Jesus. God, Apple. A woman in Texas hit the lottery last month for $83.5 million, life-changing. But they still haven't paid her, and there's a chance they won't. This always bugs me.
Yeah.
You be the judge and jury on this. She bought the ticket through a courier app called Jackpocket. that's owned by the gambling site DraftKings. I mean, if you're legit, you're a legitimate site.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that. You pay through the app, and they send someone to go buy your ticket for you. Lawmakers in Texas have been moving to ban the app and apps like it, partly because Texas state law says you have to pay cash for lotto tickets. Around 9% of tickets sold in the state are bought through one. I guess an app like that. The state Senate recently passed a bill that would have banned them, but the House didn't pass it, so it never became law. But now after the woman's win, the Lottery Commission announced they are banning them. So the jackpocket stopped operating in Texas. But if it operated when she bought the ticket, right?
This is Texas trying to get out of spending, what is it, $83 million?
Yeah.
Because there is pending litigation, they're just dragging their feet. And keep in mind, if the Texas Lottery Office can keep that $1 million check or $83 million check to themselves for 4 or 5 extra months, think of the money they'll make in interest.
Yeah.
They have every opportunity they're going to have to drag this out. They will. They'll probably have to pay it, but if they can hold on to that money for an extra 6 months, it's a boon.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott launched an investigation into the win, and that's why she hasn't been paid yet. The lottery says they won't pay up until the investigation is over, and she's not the only one they're investigating. If it was not banned and it was not law that they couldn't use the app, I think the law is on her side. We'll have to wait and see.
I do too, but I think they're going to drag their feet.
They're also looking into a big lotto win from 2023 where a company in New Jersey bought so many tickets they basically guaranteed a win. They spent $25 million and won $95 million in a jackpot, so they beat the system and officials don't like it. The woman's lawyer says her case is totally different, which I would agree on the surface. Everything I'm reading seems to indicate that, but she's not getting paid, at least for now. I would love to get an update. Here's a story I don't need any kind of update on whatsoever.
Okay.
Kanye West has been burning bridges and picking fights over the last few days, but he may have gone too far on Tuesday when he launched a Twitter attack on Jay-Z and Beyonce. Or more accurately, he went after their kids.
Well, that's never okay.
To put it gently, Kanye questioned the mental capacity of their 7-year-old twins, Rumi and Sir. To be more blunt, he called them the R word. I don't know if you can ever stop it, free speech and all that crap, but he is truly monstrous.
He actually posted the R word on Twitter regarding.
He posted the R word on Twitter, blamed that on the fact that they were conceived via artificial insemination. What a just terribly
bad,
dismal, depressed, nasty man this guy is. He actually took the tweet down and said he felt bad about it. Then later he said, quote, "I regret taking it down. My Twitter is a one-way conversation. I don't buy into the fact that an album of his drops this week and that he's just trying to get buzz on it. I don't think it has anything. I think he's broken. A creep. I think he's just a total broken creep. Don't care for Kanye. Not much you can say to that, but no. That's him. And he gets the publicity.
Leave the kids alone, please.
There is apparently a new trend of people going under general anesthesia while getting tattooed. Have either one of you heard about this?
No.
There are a few drawbacks.
It shouldn't be allowed.
The benefits are obvious. You wouldn't have to worry about needles, pain, and boredom while you're asleep. Is boredom a thing, Josh, when you're getting one, when you're getting a big elaborate one?
I imagine if it's too big.
Okay.
Sure.
What's the longest time you ever spent under a tattoo gun?
Oh, I have nothing big, so probably 2 hours.
Yeah, I think
but it still gets a little tedious, I would imagine.
Yeah, it does. Right? And they have movies playing and stuff, but there's never anything good.
Mine took just over an hour, and I was so into the fact that it was happening, I didn't have a chance to get bored.
You're watching it the whole time.
Yeah.
And you're having small talk with the tattooist at the time and all. Yeah. So.
As a matter of fact, Mike, I don't know if I told you this. The tattoo artist that did me, he was probably just over 300 pounds, had a teardrop tattooed on his face.
Okay.
And he told me all about his cats that he has, all named after characters on Little House on the Prairie.
And that's true, right? You're not making that
100%
up.
100% true.
And incidentally, 300 pounds.
This is a picture of Mr. Edwards, he said.
300 pounds comes to play a little bit later in this newscast, ladies
good
and gentlemen.
Good, tight, baby.
Now, regarding the anesthesia while tattooed, there are a few drawbacks. For one, death.
Yeah, I would think.
At least one person has died while being put under during a back tattoo. There are also a few less severe medical issues that could come up, like infections, allergic reactions, and there's also the cost. If you ever had an operation or something that required you to be put under, you know it's way more expensive than the price of, say, a CBD edible. A tattoo artist says a back tattoo with sedation would cost between, wow, $30,000 and $35,000.
What?
The same ink without anesthesia could cost $10,000 to $15,000. What's that? The whole back? If you're doing,
I would think it would have to be the whole thing. Yeah. You know what's crazy?
Just go to prison.
What's crazy about that is, what kind of doctors are they bringing in to administer anesthesia in a tattoo parlor? You know, it's probably not the best. Yeah.
Not every tattoo parlor is going to have this option. Most of the artists who are doing it now claim they are using board-certified anesthesiologists within surgery centers, not hole-in-the-wall studios. Because are those I've never had a tattoo. Aren't they a little?
They're very nice.
Mine was very nice.
They're not like a little dusty or dirty.
No.
And you know what? I want to talk about tattoos on the bonus show.
Okay. All right. We can do that. We'll talk about peaches.
I just have a quick thing to talk
about. The bonus show.
And we'll talk about hot one on Uncle Billy. Baby.
We'll talk also about I've got it all figured out on the bonus show this week.
Yeah.
I know what we care about. I know every single detail of it. And you will leave that bonus show thoroughly entertained and informed.
Quick question to Josh. Have you ever been thrown off by the pain of the tattoo? It was much more mild than I anticipated.
No, different locations hurt more.
Well, mine was in Richmond.
He's talking about the body.
Yes. Oh, okay.
An 800-pound fetish mo finally earned 800 pounds. 800 LBs.
Yes.
She earns $5,000 a month by fulfilling bizarre online requests.
Okay, I'm listening.
Including role-playing as a giant that eats tiny people. I'm just the messenger. Renee.
When's our next cocktail hour?
Renee spelled R-E-E-N-A-Y-E. Renee Starr. She's 44. And of course she's from Holiday, Florida. Of course she is.
Mike, where every day is a holiday.
She weighed a mere 330 pounds before a car crash in 2009 left her disabled by breaking her right foot. And she doubled in size. God love her. She started doing fetish modeling online and for magazines, posting on pinup websites, as well as OnlyFans by 2020. Her career took off in 2008, and she has about 3,000 followers across 9 platforms. She also does phone sex. Body positive Renee works for around 8 hours a day, and despite her size, she insists she prioritizes her health and leads a fulfilling life outside of her work. She appears to be, I saw a photo of her, she appears to be, I'm not sure whether being mobile, ambulatory is in the cards. She's that big. I'm not sure she can get around. She doesn't look like she might be able to.
Well, she broke her foot.
Yeah. She has no plans to lose any weight. She says she feels happy and healthy just the way she is. Sorry, Rob.
I'm sorry you made me cough there.
Beyond fetish modeling, Star has other creative outlets, including tarot card reading.
Nice.
And a YouTube cooking show. The YouTube cooking show is a huge hit, mainly because Renee does all her cooking with homemade cheese.
Oh, Mike.
I'm sorry. I thought I'd make it a little grosser for you, ladies and gentlemen.
Right. And if you please,
make it all with your own cheese. Isn't that delish, ladies and gentlemen?
So great.
Yum, yum. Yum, 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 yum. We'll be back with more stuff right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, tribute to Chuck Barris. Hey, everybody, it's better in the Bahamas.
It is.
So get ready. All aboard the TMOS Love Boat.
Nice.
It's our first ever party on the high seas. Join the Mike O'Mara Show crew for an unforgettable weekend aboard the stunning MSC Seaside. Set sail from Miami Beach on Friday, December 5th, kicking off the evening with an exclusive TMOS cocktail party. Saturday, Nassau Exploration and a live TMOS entertainment program. Sunday, your private island relaxation, then TMOS Team Jeopardy. It's the trip of a lifetime. Then on Monday, back home to your miserable life that has no water slides, casinos, or an exclusive chocolate boutique.
My your life voyage, sucks.
Your voyage includes all your meals, the beverage package, $50 onboard credit, the Wi-Fi package, plus an exclusive TMOS Love Boat gift bag. And we're adding stuff to the gift bag every day. And, of course, access to all the TMOS events, interior ocean view, and balcony cabins are available. But balconies sell fast. Secure your spot with a small deposit and an easy payment plan. Let's vacation together. Book now at TMOSCruise.com. If you got any questions, email cruise at MikeO'MaraShow.com. This is huge. Don't miss out. Reserve your cabin today at TMOSCruise.com. Josh Soroka, have I left anything out? Is there anything you want to update our listeners on?
All good. Keep signing up. We had some sign-ups this week, so just keep doing it.
Very good. Yeah. All right. Do it, do it, do it. Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. I'll lay it out there. I want to wrap my car.
What is the matter with you?
With the TMOS logo?
No.
Big advertisement?
No.
Or you want a new color?
I want a new color.
One that does
I hate the color of my car. When I got my car wreck and I replaced my white car, which just popped, in my opinion, with a like green-gray one that I hate. And
really?
I want to wrap. I've been watching wrapping videos. Not the kind that it's
like Run DMC, right?
No, not those kind. I've been watching these guys that do it online, and it just appeals to me. It looks kind of cool.
What color would you get?
Forest green.
That's the color of Julia's car.
But matte forest green.
Why?
Like a matte forest green.
I don't like that.
Is it cheaper to wrap rather than paint?
It's cheaper to wrap than paint. That's
even if you go to like Earl Scheib?
I have done a minimal amount of research, and by the way, I'm throwing this out there just to know if anybody knows their way around this and anybody's had any experience with it. Look, I know it's stupid. I know, but I'm stupid, and I like to do stupid things. And you know what? When that clock on the wall looks at you every day and is going ticky-tock, ticky-tock, and you know, you're listening, you're looking at people, you know, here in the Rancho de los Muertos that can't blow spit bubbles, you know, that it's not going to be long, you know. So I mean, live in the now, man. So I don't
would
know.
You do anything off the wall or from?
I wouldn't do anything that would be described as garish, but people might say just by wrapping the car, you're doing something garish.
Well, distance, especially if it's a flat paint, it's not going to look like a wrap.
You know,
right, there's wraps you can tell and wraps that you can't.
Right.
Now, the wraps you can tell are like if you've got a day glow, chrome, pink, you know, that type of thing. You know, that's a wrap. But
when
this
I wrapped the Caprice, what I got wrapped with was the it was a repeating logo for Cool Cigarettes. It was beautiful.
I don't have a lease.
You own this car. You can do whatever you like.
Yeah, he's very interested in this.
What if you did like a brougham top? What if you did a green bottom and a white roof?
I don't think it would work. I don't think that that would do it for me. You know, I really, really.
How about you wrap it and on the driver's side it says his and on the passenger side it says hers?
Well, you get little stickers for that.
Yeah.
But have you seen the cars that I see wrapped all the time are the Cybertrucks?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I like this wrap on the Cybertruck to make it look like it's a different vehicle.
Oh, wow.
So I think maybe you need to wrap.
That's silly. You know,
That's silly.
Yeah.
But I think that's what you need to do is you need to think about how you want to wrap it other than just a color.
Put in forest green matte wrap. And see.
Hey, man, I am Matt Rat.
This is Matt Rapp, taking you through the overnight hours. USA Today's got a survey I wanted to share with you.
Darling.
How's it going, darling? Yeah, sure. Yeah. Hey, thank you, Chris. Thank you for the super chat. We appreciate that.
Oh, Chris Arnold. Nice.
To help Mike wrap his car with the TMOS logo.
You have to do something. I mean, if you wrap
no,
it.
No, I don't have to. Are you saying I have to do something show-related with
you,
it?
No. You just have to do a little something to set it off from all the other wrapped cars.
I really love my vehicle. That's why I want to do it. I love my vehicle, but I don't love the color.
And it'll protect the paint. Really, it doesn't damage the paint, right?
No, in a way, it's kind of sealing it, you know? Mm-hmm. It's sealing.
It's like a case on your phone.
Yeah. Or a grandmother's sofa with a plastic
wrap on
it. By
the way, in Rancho de los Muertos, we have a new neighbor that moved in, a car person. It's like, I think Carly said it's a lady that lives alone, and she's got these like amazing cars every day.
There's a forest green.
What do you think, Rob?
I like it.
Does it look too military?
No, not really. I mean, the car, I'm not sure the military would be buying that automobile.
Well, when I put the face paint on, remember, that was kind of a grass green.
Okay, here's the thing. If you drape your car in that color, you're not allowed to drive around with face paint.
Somebody said the tell is the door jams.
Sure. When you open it up, you're going to see the original paint color in your door jam.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, so if you're looking at that.
This door jams.
I mean, I have no problem with people knowing it's a wrap. That doesn't. And John, Mary, that's a wrap. Who the hell did that? That's a million years ago, you know?
I remember it, though. Yeah, you're clicking in, John, Mary.
Mary, that's a wrap. So it's something, look, I think it's too. It doesn't fall into the needed category.
Josh, can you Google a forest green glossy wrap just for fun?
Are you doing that for Trip?
Yeah, I'm curious, but it's a valid thing. I mean, I want to know if
it's totally
it
into
better.
The chat room today. I'm really totally into the
you're,
chat
you're
room.
One of them, Mike. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, like but it's got to be green?
No, not necessarily. I
like blue. Blue is nice.
Here's a gloss wrap.
That's oh, I think that's what that I want. Has a that's nice what drive. I want, Trip. That's the one.
Tight.
Yeah, not Matt. I want that one. That's it. That's the color.
Now you realize if you get wrapped, it's not going to be a Mercedes, right?
No, it's not going to be a Mercedes. Well, that maybe was my enthusiasm.
When you wrap it, you can put any logo you want on it.
Hi, yeah. Rolando. How you doing? Thank you for the donation. We appreciate that. I don't think it's going to happen, but if it did, that would be. Can you click that back on? That's the color. That's the color that gets me going. Right there. That's
I can
the look.
Tell. Yeah.
That's the look. I know. Yeah. Look. Yes.
When you wrap your car, can you also add the neon lights underneath?
No, yeah, like I will that. Not do that. No, but I'm really, really excited want to do this.
If you're not married to the gloss, can we lose that a second, Josh? It's pretty, but maybe you want to go with something more like an earth tone.
Right. I never seen you looking so lovely as you did tonight. I never seen you shine so bright.
He wrapped his bike.
Okay.
Oh, we're already?
A break. Yeah, already. Yes, yes. It's top of the hour, baby. That's the way that goes. Rob's got a restaurant scam I want to talk about, and
yes.
I really hope it's something. It's all Rob all the time with a restaurant scam and Vera Goulet when we come back on the
something
Mike O'Meara
for everybody.
Show. Yes, siree. What a show. What a show. Dumb as a box of cotton balls. Ladies and gentlemen, do you have any delightful memories like you and your pony? Do you want to relive them? Are they
Carrie
trapped?
Had a pony, Mike, when she was little.
Are they trapped? We had a pony once.
Yeah.
Right on this show. On VHS tapes, is that where they're hiding? Or film reels?
Mm-hmm.
You're just not sure where to start? Chill out, Karen. We have found the perfect solution. It's called Legacy Box, the simple and safe solution for digitizing all your family's precious memories. Plus, when you go to legacybox.com/TMOS, you can enjoy 50% off when you get started. Legacy Box. You'll love it. Co-founders Nick and Adam started Legacy Box in their college dorm room over a decade ago. Since then, it's grown from a team of two to the largest and most trusted digitizing company in the world. Right now, when you purchase a Legacy Box, you get 90 days free access to Legacy Box Cloud, which is the easiest way to stream, share, and download your memories. It's like Netflix, but for your home movies. You can stream your vids or pics anywhere, download, organize, save them, and store them securely. The Legacy Box Cloud brings you peace of mind, and now you can't even lose your photos, even if you tried. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to save 50% for a limited time. That's legacybox.com/TMOS. That's legacybox, one last time, .com/TMOS. Do it, do it, do it. I really hope, when you said in the pre-show meeting
yes.
that you have some sort of hack that restaurants are doing to people or a
perpetrating
scam.
Perpetrating against people, yeah, and they're not telling them. When you were a happening restaurant slash pub owner, did you ever serve something that was sort of a little misguided, or there was it was not exactly true in the description? Like, did you ever substitute something and serve it and just hope that the patron wouldn't notice?
The answer would be no, but I could also tell you what our profit leader was for the price to cost ratio, and it is in most restaurants.
Okay, what?
Soda?
It was the avocado. It was the, not avocado. What was it? It was, maybe it was avocado. It was a cream cheese based.
Oh, I bet spinach dip?
Chips and dip. Spinach dip.
I bet it was okay. Spinach dip.
Spinach
yeah.
dip.
Because it's all cream cheese, right?
Cream cheese is just the main ingredient. Absolutely the cheapest thing in the world. You charge the normal app rate for it. It's
delicious, and everyone knows what it is when they get it.
Yeah.
It seems like you wouldn't be able to swap ingredients because of allergies.
You shouldn't. But
well, also, I would think it would be illegal if you were telling people something is not what it is.
This is going viral. I saw this on TikTok. You had, I guess, probably a soda gun at your bar. So you had ginger ale as a regular offering, right?
Yes. Yeah, in a gun.
Yeah. I love ginger ale. If I'm not going to have a caffeinated soda, I will probably go to ginger ale. I think it's great. It's a classic one. But I will show you this video. A bartender and a waitress both said this. Their restaurant doesn't serve ginger ale. So when you order a ginger ale at their restaurant, they take a clean glass, add ice, give it about 3/4 of the way full with either Starry, which is the Pepsi brand, or Sprite, then a splash of Pepsi, and then just a little more Starry to make sure the color's right, and serve it as ginger ale. So it's basically Pepsi and Sprite that they're serving as a ginger ale. Here's an example of what it looks like. So there's your glass, ice, Starry, a splash of Pepsi for color, top it off with a little more Starry. And granted, it looks like a ginger ale when it's done.
But I would imagine the flavor, there's no ginger in it.
Yeah, but people...
What is Starry? What the hell
Starry
is Starry?
Starry is the Pepsi version of Sprite.
Okay, all right.
It replaced Sierra Mist. Yeah.
Does the flavor combo result in a ginger ale flavor?
I was going through it in my head, and I guess it could taste like a lousy ginger ale.
Can you roll that one more time?
Yeah, absolutely.
It seems like Starry is the prime ingredient here.
Yeah, and Starry is good. Starry is a good knockoff of Sprite. But the thing is, they get the color just right.
I mean, almost no Pepsi in it.
Just enough for color.
And then top it off with that.
Yeah.
There's no way that tastes like anything but Starry.
Yeah, you're right, but
there's not enough Pepsi in there.
But
Starry,
the Pepsi's...
Starry night,
Mike,
paint
Don,
your palette blue and gray.
Mike loves some of the more obscure Don McLean.
I love that. That's not obscure. Is that obscure? Would you
well,
consider
if you
that
put it up
one?
Against American Pie, yeah.
Well, that's a mega hit, but I mean, wasn't that his second big song?
Yeah,
wasn't it?
Vincent.
Starry night. What a great song. My favorite Don McLean song.
I think he's still alive and working.
Starry night.
But then, you know, if they fool you with this, I'm sure that they think they're getting one over on you. But what if you're anti-caffeine? What if you're allergic to caffeine?
Well, fool me once. We won't be fooled again.
But had you ever heard of that in the restaurant game of, like, substituting sodas for things?
No, we would just, what we would do is we would take the Rail Bowman's vodka and put it in the Grey Goose bottles.
Well, that's expected.
That's what we would do. That's done, I think, in Unscrupulous. I think that what you have to remember that in most municipalities, Rob, mm-hmm. there is something called a controlled service, in many cases called alcohol beverage control.
Yeah.
And
is it run by Elon Musk?
It should have been when I was there. And I remember it like it was yesterday when I sat down with a very young alcohol beverage control agent to under the auspices of having a meet and greet, that meet your new agent. And she put a binder. Oh, this is a great morning.
Yeah.
A binder down on the table that was about this thick.
Sure.
And I said, what's that? She says, that's your list of violations.
Oh, no.
And it was the result of an undercover operation in my bar that had resulted in $25,000 worth of fines for a variety of issues that were unappealable. And that was the indoctrination. Now, a lot of people at that time, this was right around the time I got out of that wonderful game, when I realized that they're kind of out to get you.
Yeah,
but the restaurant when there's alcohol, game. Yeah. Look, when there's alcohol involved, I get it. I totally get it. You want to do that. But it is very difficult. It is a very slippery slope to judge, you know, who's doing what and when it's happening. Lots going on.
I wonder I wonder if it is a violation to serve a soda that isn't a soda.
I don't think that. Here's the thing. If you serve that to me, it gets down to taste, doesn't it? That if you're a ginger ale drinker and you say, this isn't ginger ale, would they?
But you ever get like a really crappy soda that doesn't even taste the way it's supposed to taste? And it's because restaurants are inconsistent?
I ordered a Diet Coke.
Yeah.
At a drive-through window just the other day, and I got a Diet Dr. Pepper. But the fountain Diet Dr. Pepper was so delicious.
It's good.
That I looked the other way with that. Yeah. But yeah, so everybody's, you've gotten the bad Diet Coke or the bad Coke once in a while where it's watered down. But this is not
what they're saying.
And now, a ginger ale person is a connoisseur of ginger ale, don't you think?
Yeah. Did you ever as a kid do the drink called the Suicide, which was you'd take like a little soda from each of the dispensers.
My son's done.
Well, when I was a kid, we would do half and half Coke and Sprite, called a Sproke, and it was pretty good, but it didn't taste like a ginger ale.
A Sproke. That's
Josh Sproka.
A Sproke. It's like a spork. Spoon and
exactly.
a fork.
But it's Sprite and Coke.
Well, we'll never figure it out. Vera Goulet is what I want to talk to you about.
Oh, poor Vera, Mike. Poor Vera. And she was immortalized.
Can you please, for those people that, aren't dead, explain who Vera Goulet is?
Well, Vera Goulet.
We have our young man down at the bottom of the screen here, Mr. Josh Soroka, please.
Yeah, she is Mrs. Robert Goulet. Now, Robert Goulet, who has passed, was a pop singer. In the probably late 50s and 60s, he had a
baritone.
I'm baritone
familiar with
voice.
Him.
Yeah.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Yes.
Elvis hated him.
Hold on. How are you familiar with Robert Goulet? I always like to know the story.
I don't know. But I know the name and I know what he is.
Reasons why Josh might know him, because he was in the second Naked Gun movie. And also, he was a plot line in a Simpsons episode where Bart opened a casino in his treehouse and he hired
Robert
Goulet.
Didn't we interview him on the old Don and Mike show?
By accident, yeah. I left a message with Vera and he called back on the studio hotline. And it was like,
hello, this is Robert Goulet.
We got a number, a call from this number. This is Robert Goulet.
Yeah, I think he's just been in pop culture enough.
Yeah, his wife Vera was also mentioned in the Simpsons episode because I believe it was Nelson Muntz said to Robert Goulet, your manager told you to shut up. And he said, Vera said that?
Okay, wow.
But this
That's
is
a lot of knowledge about Vera Goulet. You had to really
and
stretch
she still
to find that one.
Manages to look stunning. I'm Facebook friends with Vera. And she posted yesterday, AI doesn't leave a stone unturned. I knew this was going to be happening sooner or later. What a world we are living in. I just received the following email from Sony Music. And this is where the quote begins. Quote, hi, Vera. As you are probably aware, AI-generated sound recordings mimicking Robert Goulet's voice have begun to appear online. In the current cases, many, if not most, of the AI recordings are associated with Robert Goulet's name and or likeness. Now, here's the turn I like. Sony can take Sony can initiate takedowns of these recordings if you authorize us to do so. Please let us know if you approve of Sony sending takedowns on Robert's behalf based on your right of publicity with respect to these recordings. So Sony is basically calling Vera Goulet saying, they're making money off your husband. We can do something about it if you want us to, but I don't think so.
Have you located any AI Robert Goulet?
No, I haven't run across any.
Please share if you find those. I'd really be very curious to see what's going on.
We did have recently Will Ferrell as Robert Goulet on the SNL 50.
Right.
And that was funny. Oh, God, it was funny.
I didn't know that. I didn't see that particular. Was it not funny?
It wasn't funny. And I'm trying to think, did he really do Robert Goulet on the 50, or did I just tune it out?
No, he did. He did. What was the singing to the three sisters?
Oh, that's right, Denise.
It was okay.
The small hand. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another clip we can't watch because of NBC.
NBC. Well, you know what? What you could do is before Sony cracks down, put in a request for AI to see what
is a Robert Goulet hit? Is it Camelot?
Camelot would be big. He just did.
Didn't he have one big smash hit? They always do, right? One, doesn't he?
The one that I'm always associated with him, and I know you do too, is "Just Hear Those Sleigh Bells Ring-a-Ling, Ting Ting Ting-a-Ling Too."
That stuff. Okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. But I don't think it's a pressing enough matter.
He also made some money off "You've Got a Friend in Me" for Toy Story.
He's in that.
He did the song in Toy Story 2.
He wrote it?
He performed it.
Really?
You've got a friend in me. Wow. All
right. Is that Randy Newman? That's Randy Newman's.
I bet Randy Newman hated Robert Goulet.
But in the sequel, he covered it, apparently, according to the soundtrack.
I know what it is. Yeah. I know.
I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. Yes, sirree.
And of course, Robert. Elvis would shoot a television anytime he saw him.
Yeah, he didn't like Robert Goulet.
And that's the odds are in my favor.
Oh, you are a whore for the chat group. You are a whore for the chat group. You read it.
No,
lie.
I didn't.
Yes,
I did not
did.
Read that.
Yes, you did.
I promise.
Liar, liar, liar. You did. I saw it too. I saw it too, and I didn't do it. Liar. We'll be right back, everybody.
Liar.
Come on now. Come on. Tell the truth. The truth will set you free.
I'm free, baby. I did not refer to it because of
this
that.
This program is... Yeah, that's not the same as not saying it. This program is sponsored by Liquid IV. Listen, when is the last time you really indulged yourself? It's been a while. Yes? Mm. No? Yeah. Yes, no? So, treat yourself. Treat yourself by getting yourself the everyday indulgent of extraordinary hydration from Liquid IV, powered by Lib Hydroscience. Listen, I've got my Liquid IV, and I am enjoying... Not lemon lime, not white peach.
Oh?
This is the raspberry sugar-free lemonade. Raspberry lemonade. And,
you know, you said that's yesterday. Well.
I said it's an acquired
around.
Taste. Yeah. I'm coming around on it. It's great. I drink it daily. You know that. Liquid IV, great flavors to beat the band. Grape, lemon, lime, pina colada, a whole bunch of them. White peach. White peach is my fave. I do like this raspberry lemonade. They're always coming up with new flavors. It's wonderful. It's delicious. It's Liquid IV. They deliver 3 times the electrolytes, 8 essential vitamins, and is always non-GMO, vegan, and allergen-free. I've been telling you these facts for years. Listen up, jerks. Why are you making me say these horrible things?
I think it's fun. It makes them pay attention.
Please try some Liquid IV. Liquid IV is for closers. The leads are no good. Are you doing a Glengarry Glenn Ross? Oh. All right, I'll have a side light before you get your beautiful
video. Leads, Mike, the leads are no good.
Tear poor, live more. Liquid IV, treat yourself to extraordinary hydration. Liquid IV, 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use that wonderful code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order with code TMOS at liquidiv.com. You're talking about you and I getting together, Rob, what we might do. I think you may be or may not be aware of this. Speaking of Glengarry Glenn Ross, right now on Broadway, Bill Burr,
this.
Bob Odenkirk, Kieran Culkin in Glengarry Glenn Ross.
It would be amazing.
Oh, I would die to see that show. What an incredible show. I mean, that must be. Now, the one guy that's not in it, I saw the poster that had Culkin and Bob Odenkirk and Bill Burr. But I, first of all, I didn't know that Bill Burr, you know, was would ever do stage acting.
Well,
he's
I mean, he made
he's done movies.
Movies, yeah. You know. I think he's probably a really good score for that. But I'm trying to remember in the movie, there's the three miserable salesmen, and then there's Baldwin, or there
you
two
have,
salesmen.
In the movie,
Glengarry,
you have the supervisor.
Right.
That comes down from Uptown.
Yes.
You've got that's Alec Baldwin. Then you have Ed Harris. He's one of the guys. You have Jack Lemmon, Alan Arkin, and maybe one more guy. Oh, and Kevin Spacey as the office supervisor. An amazing cast.
So I'm wondering who the fourth is on Broadway.
Right. Is Shelley the Jack Lemmon character?
I think maybe. I don't know it well enough to know the name.
God, do I want to see it. That's a great.
But
you're
Jack
in New York,
Lemmon,
man,
really awesome it. Closing for his career. That was such a good performance for Jack Lemmon.
Yeah, that's right. That was the last movie of his career. Oh. What a stage play. David Mamet. Just spectacular. So I'd love to see
it. Yeah, that'd be fun.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Cherry time.
All hit. Q107.
All hit.
You're not going to be interrupted today because that's one of my favorite jingles of all time.
Really? Cool.
Absolutely.
WRQX Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, this is so odd, but it really appeals to me. There is a YouTube channel called, have you heard of like How It's Made, right? Like mm-hmm. where they show you how they make things.
Yep.
This YouTube channel is called How It's Unmade. And what they do is they take documentary footage of factories, run it in reverse, and talk about how you can deconstruct things with new narration. This is how it's unmade. This is how you make eggs.
Chicken and the egg. Which came first and which came the hardest? Let's learn how these ovoid delights are made. Commercial hatcheries collect baskets of young, egg-producing chickens so that they can be sorted and prepped to make viable eggs. First, a conveyor belt brings each basket to an aerosol station. Here, chicks are sprayed with Febreze to eliminate any foul odors.
Ew. Febreze?
No, it's fake.
Next, suck Look. Tubes whisk away the chicks that are lightest and most suitable to produce eggs.
See, they come out, but this is playing in reverse.
Oh, I get it. I get it. All right, now I see why you're laughing.
The birds have been trained to hop and flap to each successive conveyor belt. This process is designed to filter out all but the flappiest of birds.
Now I'm laughing.
This is so great.
I'm an idiot.
Look at them.
It's funny.
Once they have proven themselves, the birds wait their turn to be pulled through a proprietary Bernoulli pipe to the next stage.
Bernoulli pipe.
Many employees are forced to undergo Jedi training, allowing more efficient inspection of each chick's feathers. This bird has feathers. This bird also has feathers.
Wow. I love them just shooting out. Look. But also,
this is
after
good.
Feather like verification this. Is complete, the birds flap on to the next area.
Okay, there we go.
At this station, air jets fling original recycled eggshell organics onto an epoxy lined conveyor as the hatchlings make their way up from below.
Wow, this is great. Eggshells.
Eggshells.
It's eggshells.
Yeah, they've got to put them back in, I think.
Here, a worker uses a basket containing a chick magnet to collect the birds. These baskets are carefully
chick
stacked
magnet.
Into a cart and recklessly wheeled into the next area. Via loudspeaker,
I'm fascinated by
the birds
it.
Are given egg-making instructions in their native German. First, chicks are coated in glue to ease shell assembly. Then, piece by piece, a chick covers itself in shell segments.
Oh, my God.
It's that amazing awesome. How they make eggs, isn't it?
Oh, wow. That's beautiful. There
Once
it is.
Safely inside their shells, the birds are brought to a plunging
Once
station,
safely
which
inside
lowers them down to the next station.
And remember, oh, Mike, their God. Native tongue is German.
German. Very good. Does it have an ending?
The semi-permeable membrane fastener closes off any gaps in the eggshell that may have been left behind during assembly.
Semi-permeable.
Ensuring a uniform cuticle.
Oh, wow. I get it. Okay.
Okay, Mike. Cool. Just the funny. Next time you wonder why eggs are so expensive, it's
yeah,
because
that's, look at the process they have
hard
to
make.
Strong little birds. Oh, that's a little additional hint.
Just a little touch.
Can we hear the beginning again one more time, please, if you don't mind?
I never seen you looking so lovely as you did tonight. I never seen you shine so bright.
Who are the parents that said, son, you're ready for television?
Wow. I'm not tired of it yet. Not at all. Fantastic.
And it sticks around because of that. Oh Mike, God. Do you ever use filters on your TikTok?
No, I do not. I don't TikTok like that at all.
Here is the filter that I don't think I will ever need. It's a filter to make you chubby.
Body's watching me. It's my anxiety.
So cool.
What I like is that it keeps the same outfit. It just makes the clothes bigger.
You know, technology is a great thing, and so glad that America's using it for good.
Exactly.
Really wonderful.
Just a teaser.
Just a taste.
Just a taste. Let's close with this. We had Shaq yesterday. I thought it might be nice to reply with a little bit of Charles Barkley. I don't think this is a new tape, but it was new to me.
Accomplished something I don't think I've seen any other broadcaster do. You fell asleep during a broadcast.
When we do our show, from 8 o'clock at night to 2:30 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
So obviously that's a long period of time, but the truth of the matter is Shaq and Kenny are so damn boring, I can't stay awake.
Shaq and Kenny. Oh, that's cool. I like that. Hey, thank you very much for joining us. And hi to everybody in the chat group. That was fun joining us today.
Popping today, yeah.
I appreciate that. We'll be back with a brand new bonus show tomorrow when we are going to tackle some very significant things. Penis prosthetic worn by baby Billy Freeman. At least I think it's a prosthetic.
Mike, and the name of our show will be What's Your Bag?
And, of course, the secret of America. I have the three keys. If you want to know what they are, you're going to have to tune in. That's it. Got to get out of here. For Josh Soroka, Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara saying, so long, everybody!
Blessings.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
That will never happen again, and I'm sorry.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.